This is the voice of Washington Agriculture, brought to you daily by the Washington Farm Bureau.
I'm Bob Larson. Spokane voters will be asked to decide whether or not coal and oil should be allowed to pass through the city by rail, but not without some vocal opposition. The Coalition to Protect Spokane's Economy launched its campaign against Prop 2 Thursday, citing a tremendous impact on the state's economy and the environment. Spokane County Sheriff Ozzie Knezovich says simply, it's unlawful.
The bill itself is very much a proposition that is unenforceable, unconstitutional. It will be immediately challenged. There will be an injunction filed, should it be passed. And what is next? What other commodity is going to be targeted by any other group that they don't like?
Matt Ewers with the Inland Empire Distribution System says if Prop 2 passes and they're able to enforce the codes, you've got few choices.
One train is equivalent to about 3 to 4 truckloads. One rail car is. One whole train is about 300 to 400 trucks. And if you're not transporting the product by rail, you're going to add all that truck traffic to the roads. That's going to create more greenhouse gas emissions. It's going to create more congestion. It's going to create more damage to the roads. And believe me, truck traffic is not safer than rail traffic.
Tom Davis with the Washington Farm Bureau says the railroads are essential to our farm and ranch families. So anything like this that could potentially disrupt the flow of rail freight is of concern to us.
Voice of Washington Agriculture, presentation of the Washington Farm Bureau and the Ag Information Network.